This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Well, the numbers are out, and as you might expect, consumer optimism is significantly down from where it was 1 month ago. After the most up and down week in the history of Wall Street, the overall economic optimism index from Investors Business Daily and Technometrica Market Intelligence is at 41.1, the fifth lowest reading, and the fifth biggest one-month drop in the history of the survey. With me now to talk about the significance is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. And Terry, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Greg.
The numbers over the past several months weren't great, but they had been on the upswing a little bit until the financial crisis struck in the middle of September. Your survey was conducted from October 6th to the 12th, right in the middle of all this turmoil, the Dow plummeting a couple different times by hundreds and hundreds of points, and really all of last week, very volatile. So what do you make of the number? Is it as bad as you thought? Is it a little better than you thought it might be?
Well, I got to say, I had anticipated a very, very bad number, not because I felt that people had gotten so negative, but just because of the news was so relentlessly bad. So put into perspective, I almost think it was not as bad a number as it could have been. It was, down, but not, down into, disaster territory, given the tenor of the news.
Again, the overall number, 41.1. The six-month economic outlook, pretty much right at that, at 41.9. Personal financial outlook, 50.6. That was down about 7.5%. The big loser of the three subcategories here, though, confidence in federal economic policies, dropping 16.7% down to 30.9. Where does that stack up all time, and is that a direct reaction to what Congress did with the bailout?
Yeah, I think that's the worst ever, I think it is. I think people were concerned and fearful, and we're hearing very negative things in the media, and what if it keeps going? When the market was falling, and just a very, very negative atmosphere in general, and I think it was almost impossible to right the ship at a certain point. But as we saw from the reaction on Monday, with the very strong stock market surge, I think both markets and public opinion right now are going to be highly volatile, and that's a negative thing in some respects, but it also often presages a bottoming, either in the economy or in the market or in public opinion, this volatility. So it could be a positive thing. I know that sounds funny, but the recent volatility might indicate that we're nearing a bottom in all this.
What is the connection there, Terry, that volatility might lead to a bottom pretty soon?
Well, there's confusion. Confusion reigns at the bottom, and people aren't sure if things are going to go up or down. And so you get this, one day it's up and one day it's down, and people get very, very, almost frantic in their market actions, selling off and buying and whatnot. But what happens is, I think the psychology is so confused. After a certain amount of time, there's a capitulation, and people are doing basically neither selling nor buying. And at such times, market bottoms can form because, if no one's doing anything, essentially you've got the bottom.
Terry, looking at the overall breakdown here, demographically speaking, none of the 21 demographic groups that you break down folks into was in positive territory overall. Three were on the economic outlook of the country. 13 of 21 were when it came to personal financial outlook, and that subcategory is still in positive territory, barely. Any particular group leading the trends here? Usually Republicans are out front in terms of optimism, but they don't seem to be there as much this time.
No, Republicans fell very, very sharply. I mean, they went from being, at around 60 to around 44.7, I guess it was. That's a huge drop, no matter how you put it. And I think it was, quite honestly, the spectacle of watching the stock market take such a dramatic dive and seeing so much wealth erased in a few days of frantic trading. Now, something on the order of $8 to $9 trillion in stock market wealth disappeared. Now that wealth will no doubt come back at some point as the stock market rights itself and begins rising again. But a lot of people who are looking maybe 5, 6, 7 years down the road to a retirement are now, you know, maybe rewriting the scenario for their retirement, and won't be able to retire as expected. So that's a real negative in people's minds, and that may explain why so many Republicans, many of whom tend to be also investors, as we've discovered, had become so negative in such a short period of time.
Last question, Terry, on the overall economic outlook in terms of the national economic forecast here. Three groups in positive territory, as we mentioned: the very young, the very old, and those people not making much money. How do we read that?
18 to 24-year-olds do not have much at stake in the stock market, I dare say, nor do the people who are making less than $30,000. In fact, all the talk recently has been of helping those people. So I think for many of them, this has not been as great a calamity. At least they haven't seen it as such.
Terry, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Terry Jones is associate editor at Investor's Business Daily. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, a preview of the hotly contested Oregon U.S. Senate race with now just 3 weeks to go. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, Baghdad at sunrise, a conversation with the former chief of staff to General David Petraeus. Stay tuned.